In today's reality check, we get a look inside the database on police misconduct that Honolulu Civil Beat has been compiling for the past 8 years. Reporter Nick Gruby joins us today from Washington, D.C. Good morning, Nick.
Hi, Catherine. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Well, it's probably afternoon for you because of the time difference, but 8 years, I can't believe it's been that long.
Yeah, me neither. In 2012, I started building a database of every Honolulu police officer who had either been suspended or fired for misconduct based off of annual reports to the legislature. It was part of an investigative reporting project that we launched back then. And when we finally published the story in 2013, one of the big findings was that about once a week on average, a Honolulu police officer was either suspended or fired for a serious misconduct. And that, in fact, much of this misconduct was related to potential criminal activity by those officers. Yet one of the things that we didn't really know or that we couldn't find out was the names of these officers or any details about what it was they had actually done. Now, after that series published, we decided to keep this database up to date. And over the course of the past 8 years, we've been able to document nearly 800 incidents of officer misconduct. And throughout all of this, the legislature has continually failed to act on trying to lift this secrecy provision that protected these officers from having many of their names disclosed.
Now, you had 800 incidents over a span of 20 years, right? I mean, you went back over two decades.
That's correct. We had documents going back to 2000, and recently we updated the database to include as many years as we could have, and that is from 2000 to 2019. Of course, we are still in the middle of 2020, but presuming that we get another one of these reports in January or February of next year, we will add that 21st year.
Well, now, this is timely because lawmakers are looking like they're going to actually pass something that lifts this veil of secrecy about police misconduct.
That's correct. I think with the nationwide protests that we're seeing over the killing of George Floyd and other individuals, black individuals by police officers across the country, the legislature is now looking at taking some sort of police reform action itself. And one of these bills, HB 285, would finally overturn about 2.5 decades worth of secrecy for officer misconduct. Now, we've seen other states do this in response to the nationwide protests, including New York, which their legislature recently allowed this information to be public. And now I guess it's up to the Hawaii legislature to see if they will do the same. Now, of course, over the past several years, similar bills have come before the legislature. They've gotten close to becoming to getting passed, but mysteriously died behind closed doors in conference committee. So at this point, it's a matter of wait and see.
Well, I know that they were talking yesterday about possibly changing things, but that the names wouldn't be released. You know, it would be just the names going forward versus the names that say over the last 20 years.
Sure. And, you know, that's problematic for a whole host of reasons. One of which, and I think that this database that we re-upped recently sort of shows that, is that we have over 800 other incidents of officer misconduct in which we're not sure who these officers are. We're not sure if they're still on the force, and we're not sure if they're actually in positions of power, whether or not they are at the top ranks of the department, or if it's the person who's pulling you over for speeding down H1.
Yeah, and I want to know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll just have to see what lawmakers come up with. But thanks so much, Nick.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot.
All righty. That was reporter Nick Gruby with today's reality check. To read his stories on police accountability, visit civilbeat.org.